Amen. Good morning. We dedicate our learning this morning. Lili Nishmas, Leah Baslevi, and Neshama have an Aliyah. And today we are on the final daf here of the second chapter of Masechet Tanis, Daf Yud Ches. So let's go back to Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. The Mishnah had an argument about days in which not only does Megillas Tanis say that in those days you shouldn't fast, but these are days that you also are not to eulogize. It's such a celebratory day. It's a day of no fasting and no delivery of eulogies at funerals, no arousing people to cry at a funeral. So the Mishnah had said back on Tesvav and Beis, Kol HaKasav B'Megillas Tanis D'lo L'Mispeid, those days that it says in Megillas Tanis that it's so happy, you can't eulogize on those days. So according to the Tanakam, L'Fan of Asur L'Achar of Mutter, the day before those days you also can't eulogize, the day after those days you could eulogize. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says on those days, Lefan of Ula Achrav Aser, you can't eulogize the day before these days, and you can't eulogize the day after these days.
What are those days?
So that's what we just said, the first 8 days of Nisan.
Okay, the first
that's an example. And then we have the next series of days of Nisan, till Pesach, till the end of Pesach. These are days of no eulogizing. And then you have other days of Megillas Tanis that the Mishnah says, where it's not that you can't eulogize, it's just you can't fast. Tlolis Anos. These are days of no fasting. So the days of no fasting, according to the Tana Kama, before the day and after the day, you could fast. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, on these days, he had said the days of no eulogies, and it applies the day before and the day after. The days of no fasting, he says the day before, also no fasting, the day after, you are allowed to fast. And we have an argument here in the Mishnah between Tana Kama and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is always more strict, or more in the celebratory mode, and the Tanakhama is less. And the Mishnah says there's a difference between days of no eulogizing and days of no fasting. Days of no eulogizing, according to the Tanakhama, the day before, also no eulogizing. According to Rabbi Yossi, the day after, also no eulogizing. And days of no fasting, according to the Tanakhama, the day before, you could fast. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the day before, you can't fast, but the day after, you could fast. Okay, so let's start again from there. Started the two dots here. Two lines in the narrower lines up in Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah had said, "Kol HaKasav B'Megillas Tanis D'lo L'Mispeid." Those days written in Megillas Tanis, that these are days of no eulogizing. So according to the Tana Kama, which we know, Stam Mishnah, Mishnah without an author is Rabbi Meir. So namely, according to Rabbi Meir, Lefan of Aser, the day before, also you can't eulogize. L'Achra, but the day after, Mutter, you are allowed to eulogize. So now the Gemara quotes Megillas Tanis with Baruch's question, which days are these days of no eulogizing? Taner Rabbanu Lindin Abraisa. This is how Megillas Tanis begins. Elu Yomaya, the following are the days, the lowly Asanis Bahon. Now the first wide line in Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that we shouldn't be eulogizing in them. Umiktsasam, and some of them, sorry, these are the days of no fasting on them. Sorry. Umiktsasam, some of them, the lowly Misfit Bahon, also not to eulogize during them. It's such a happy day. A eulogy can't be delivered at funerals. So what are the example of the days that are so happy, no eulogizing to? Meyresh Yarcha de Nisan, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, v'atim naya be, till the eighth day of Nisan. What's so happy about these days? Itokam tamida, these are the days that we were able to establish the law in regards to the daily sacrifice, the Karban Tamid. The Sadducees used to claim that an individual could give a sheep as the Karban Tamid. So we were arguing with them, but finally we quoted to them a pasuk that has a word in the plural tense. As karbani lachmi li'ishai, reach nichochi tishmeru, not tishmor, but tishmeru. Tishmeru is the plural tense. So they agreed to us, it has to be communal. So since it took us 8 days to get that, we were going back and forth for 8 days, and they finally agreed. So these are so happy days, the lola misfit bahon. These are days of no eulogizing. And another period of days of no eulogizing, mitimnaya bay from the 8th within Nisan, adsof mo'adah, until the end of the holiday of Pesach, That's how we were able to establish the right way to calculate the holiday of Shavuos. And therefore, the little list of Bahom. These are days of no eulogizing. All right, this is the Braisa. Amar Mar, we learned in our Mishnah. I'm sorry, we learned in this Braisa. Our master just taught us. Megillas Tanis, Mereish Yarchad Nisan, from the first day of Nisan, the beginning of the month. Timnayabe till the 8th of the month. These are happy days of no eulogizing even, because in these days, Itokam Tamida. These are the days when we were able to establish the right understanding about the laws of the Karban Tamid. So, Delola Misfait, therefore no eulogizing. Ask the Gemara, Lamli Mereish Yarcha, why did Megillas Tanis say from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? That because we defeated the Sadducees in the argument from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's a day of no eulogizing. Lame Mitreva Nisan. It should say from the second of Nisan. Because after all, Rosh Chodesh Gufe, the first of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh itself, Yom Tovu, it's a Yom Tov. And even without Megillas Tanis, sir, you're not allowed to eulogize on it. I'm a Rav answer Lenitzucha, Elalasar Yom Shalafana, based on the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that when you have days of Megillas Tanis, of no eulogizing, then the day before those days is also prohibited. If we would only say that it's Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you can't eulogize, so it's okay, you can't eulogize on Rosh Chodesh, but not the day before, not Erev Rosh Chodesh. But since we're saying that this Rosh Chodesh is a Megillas Tanis day, if it's a Megillas Tanis day of no eulogizing, and the day before also no eulogizing, says the Gemara, 1 second, Shalafan of Nami, why do you say this only about Megillas Tanis days? The day before Rosh Chodesh, typically Davil Yom Shalafan Rosh Chodesh, just say it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. And since the day before Rosh Chodesh, that's also reason not to eulogize. Answers the Gemara. This is where we ended yesterday. Rosh Chodesh to Oraisu. The idea of not eulogizing on Rosh Chodesh is a biblical law. To Oraisu lo boy chizuk. Biblical laws we don't need to reinforce. They're very strong. People know to keep them. So therefore, the day before, people can eulogize. Come Rosh Chodesh, they won't eulogize. They know that's the law. That's the biblical law. But when you have a rabbinic law, second day of Nisan, the third day of Nisan, the eighth day of Nisan. These are rabbinic enactments. People don't treat the rabbinic enactments with the same degree of reverence and care. So therefore, it's necessary to say that the day before also, you can't eulogize. The Tanya's, what's that?
We do eulogize in Rosh Chodesh.
I hope we don't.
No.
We're not supposed to.
Really?
No. What happens nowadays in America is that on these days, days of Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah, at the funeral, they'll say, we're not supposed to eulogize, so we're going to learn lessons about a person's life, and we're going to try to minimize the emotional components of the speech. But in the Breuer's community, where I grew up, they won't speak at all. Yeah, they'll just say, yeah, they'll just get up, they'll say, today's a day of no eulogizing. That's it. Maybe they'll say a parak of Tehillim, but nothing more than that.
So nobody could talk about that Olav Shalom dead person?
So here in America, people talk about the person, but they say that they're going to try to focus on not being so emotional. So it's not really a eulogy. The Gemara talks about a eulogy is deluye, is making people cry. Try not to make people cry, just to focus on lessons to learn from his life. But in some communities, they go all the way. They say, no, we're not going to say anything. Maybe a parak of Tehillim, but nothing more than that.
I mean, if that person was really a good person, and somebody talk about the goodness of that person, what's wrong with it?
You know, well, let's of course not. It's not Lashon Hara, but the issue is eulogizing sadness on a happy day. We shouldn't be sad on a happy day. So the Tanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Hayam Me'elag Subim in Megillas Tanis, these days listed in Megillas Tanis, Lifnehem, Lachrei, and Asurim, the days before them and the days after them, also you can't eulogize. But Shabbasos, Yom Tovim, Shabbasos and Yom Tov, Hein Asurim, these are the days when you can't eulogize. Lifnehem, Lachrei, and Mutar, before Shabbos, after Shabbos, you are allowed to eulogize. Umahefesh ben Zelazet, why are the days of Shabbos and Yom Tov different than the days of Megillas Tanis? Halal Divrei Torah, Shabbos and Yom Tov are biblical. Divrei Torah and Tzrichin Chizuk. We don't need to reinforce that which is biblical to say, oh, the day before also don't fast. But Halal Divrei Sofrim, But these are rabbinic days. Divrei Sofrim, Tzrich and Chizuk. Rabbinic days need encouragement. They need reinforcement. And therefore, the day before, also the day after, you can't fast or eulogize according to Rabbi Yossi.
The same as Tisha B'Av. You cannot do that. Tisha B'Av, the Tanit, Tisha B'Av.
Yes, Tisha B'Av.
Eulogize?
No, Tisha B'Av, you are allowed to eulogize.
Very good. I mean, you want the people to cry about
it. Right? You want people to cry in Tisha B'Av. Amar, this is what we got up to yesterday. Amar, we learned before about Megillas Tanis. Mitimnaya Bey Adsof Moada. From the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach. Itosof Chagod Shvuayi, we were able to establish the holiday of Shavuos, that it's not going to be 50 days from a Sunday, but 50 days from the day after the beginning of Pesach. And therefore, Delola Mispeit, these are days of no eulogizing, very happy days. So that's the Gemara, a similar question to what we had before. Lamali Ad Sof Moed. Why did Megillas Tanis say till the end of Pesach? Lema Ad Moed, just say that these are days from the 8th of Nisan until the 15th. We were able to convince the Tzedukim of the correctness of our view. Say, till Pesach, Umoy Gufa Yom Tov Uvaaser. Pesach itself is a holiday. Of course you can't fast or eulogize on Pesach. Amarav Papa, Rav Papa, answer. Kida Amarav. Same way Rav said, the reason why we have to say that the first day of Nisan was a Megillas Tanis day, to tell us that the day before, also you can't eulogize. On Nitzucha here, we have to say that Pesach is Megillas Tanis days. Elalas or Yom Shalafan. Just like Rav said over there, that we have to say Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Megillas Tanis day to prohibit the day before it. Hachanami here too. We have to say that Pesach itself becomes Megillas Tanis day. It's only needed Elalas or Yom Shalachrav to prohibit the day after Pesach. If we would have said that the days of Pesach you can't eulogize because it's Pesach, okay, that's biblical. So then the day afterwards you would be able to eulogize, but by saying that the days of Pesach are Megillas Tanis days, the day after Pesach also you can't eulogize. Kemat says, well, who's this like? This is Kirib Yossi. That's like the view of Rib Yossi Damru, who says, in the days of no eulogizing, Bein Lefana, Bein La'achrav Asr, both the day before and the day after becomes prohibited from eulogizing. Iyachi, if so, now we've throwed out Rav's answer. Esmetishanamis from the 29th of Adar. My iria da havi yom de makami yom de mitzur kum tamida. Why do I need to say that you can't fast and eulogize on the 29th of Adar? Because it's the day before the 1st of Nisan. And the 1st of Nisan is one of the days in which we were able to convince the tzedukim about how to perform the Karban Tzomet correctly. If we're following Rabbi Yossi, so then the 29th of Adar, you can't eulogize in it for a different reason. Not because it's the day before the 1st of Nisan when we began to defeat the Tzedukim in our arguments about the Karban Tzomet. You can't eulogize on the 29th of Adar because it's the day after the 28th of Adar. And as we learned in last Masechta, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the 28th of Adar is a Megillas Tanis day. The Tanis went to the Braisa, Vesavitim Naib, and the 28th of Adar, Asis Besurta Tavaliyudai. A great tiding, a great news, great... They got great news to the Jews of Judea. What was the great news? The Lo Yidim in Araisa. They don't have to leave the Torah. What do you mean they don't have to leave the Torah? That they can still learn Torah. And we know when it comes to Torah, you have to constantly be investing your effort. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Im Tazveni Yom, if you leave me for a day, Yomai Mezvek, I'll leave you for 2 days. Torah requires constant effort, constant toil, constant study. If you're not busy with the Torah, then you forget the Torah. We make two brachos in the morning. Asher Bachar Bani Mikol Amim V'Nasalanu is Torah Sol. We thank God for choosing us from all the nations and giving us His Torah. We make a bracha, Asher Kishan Mitzvot V'Tzivanu La'asok V'Divrei Torah, that He has commanded us to be busy with Torah. La'asok. We have to be busy with the Torah. If we're not busy with the Torah, we forget the Torah. One bracha is for the written Torah, that He chose us and gave us the Torah Shebechsa. And another bracha is for the oral Torah, La'asok V'Divrei Torah, to be busy with the Torah. If we're not busy with Torah, we'll forget it. So there was good news. Jews could keep being busy with the Torah. That happened on the 28th of Adar. What was the story? What was the backstory? The Romans had made a decree against the Jews. No study of Torah. And they made another decree that the Jews could not do circumcision on their children. And a third decree, that the Jews should violate Shabbos. Ma'as Yehuda ben Shamua b'chaveira. What did the great Tana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shamua, and his friends do? Holchu v'natu etim matrinisa achas. They went to Rome, and they asked one of the wives of the senators, a very important matron, a Roman, you know, socialite. So called Gdolei Romim Mitzuyin Etzla, that all the great people in Rome are always with her. They're always in her house. So she knows how the business gets done in the Senate. He said, what are we going to do? How do we get out of this? So Amar Lahem, so she said, all right, you need a little bit of a PR deal. Imdu v'avginu b'alayla. Go and protest at night. Go at night and make a demonstration. Start screaming. That's what they did. Holchu v'avginu b'alayla. They went and they made a demonstration at night. Amru, they said, hey, Shamayim, oh, my gosh, by God. Lo acheichem anachnu. Aren't we all relatives? After all, lo b'nei av achad anachnu. Aren't we all the children of the same father? The Romans come from Esav. The Jews come from Yaakov. We all have the same father. We have Yitzchak as our father. Lo b'nei im achas anachnu. Don't we have the same mother, Rivka? Yitzchak comes from, Esav comes from Rivka, and Yaakov comes from Rivka. And therefore, if we're relatives, manish taninu mikoluma b'lashon, why do you treat us worse than all the other peoples that are controlled by the Romans? Atam gozim olenu gzeiras ro'os, and you make against us these discriminatory decrees that we can't study the Torah, we can't do bris milah, we can't keep Shabbos. And then the Romans had compassion, ubitlum, they stopped the decree. So vosayom, so that day, asu yom tov, they made it into a holiday. So what do we say? We said, why do we have to say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a Megillas Tanis holiday? Because we want the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan to also be prohibited with fasting and eulogizing. And if it would just be the biblical holiday, the day before it wouldn't be prohibited. Well, one second, if we're following Rabbi Yossi, and that's why it was necessary to tell us that Pesach is a Megillas Tanis holiday, to say that the day after Pesach is also prohibited in eulogizing. So now what do I need to say that Rosh Chodesh is a Megillas Tanis holiday? I know that the 28th of Adar is a Megillas Tanis holiday, and we're following Rabbi Yossi, the days after are also prohibited. So the 29th of Adar is already prohibited in eulogizing because it's the day after the 28th of Adar, not because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, "Nitzchel Chodesh Mubar." I'll tell you why we needed to say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a Megillas Tanis holiday for a situation when they had to make Adar a 30-day holiday. Sometimes they see that, you know, maybe the witnesses don't come. Maybe they see that we need to move Adar one day, to move Nisan one day, to make sure that Pesach is in Chodesh Aviv, is in the period of spring. So if they would add a day to Adar, so now Adar is going to be 30 days. Day 30 is not the day after day 28. Day 29 is the day after day 28. But day 30 could be the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we're making Rosh Chodesh Nisan into a Megillas Tanis holiday. Day 30 of Adar will also be prohibited in eulogizing.
So Adar always
30. No, it's usually 29. Adar is usually 29. But in when you have a leap year, or when you add to Adar, now it's going to be a 30-day holiday. 30-day month, I mean.
Rabbi, which one of them were more strict on Jews, the Greeks or the Romans, to restrict the Jews from practicing?
The Romans killed us.
So it started really with the Greeks. So we really have to blame them. They're the ones who made anti-Semitism into an ideology. We don't really find that the Babylonians had an ideology of anti-Semitism. The Babylonians wanted to be in charge. They wanted everybody to follow them, to give them honor. But with the Greeks, you saw a real hatred against the Jews, anti-Semitism, and continued on with the Romans. The Romans in certain times were terrible, much worse.
Rimon say in his book, Hanukkah, something very nice, when Gazru, an Israel Olimot Torah, Hasidivon, it came from this, because what they took the Sevivon and showed the Goyim, like they playing Sevivon. And during this time,
they were really learning.
The rabbi will teach them Torah.
Beautiful.
The Greeks put more restriction on the Jewish rules, laws. But the Romans killed more Jews than the Greeks.
For sure. And the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash.
The quarter Jews were killed during the second Korban.
Right, so this is one answer. Rav Ashi Yomar Vashi said, Afilu Teima L'Chodesh Chaser. Even if Adar is a 29-day month. Kol Shel Achrav. When we say that the day after Megillas Tanis Day, you also can't do something, what that means is, B'tanis also, you can't fast. But Behesped Mutter, but you would be allowed to eulogize. B'zeh, but now, Hol Muto B'Shnei Yom Tovim, but now that we said that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a Megillas Tanis Day, and we know that the 28th of Adar is a Megillas Tanis Day, so the 29th of Adar is now between two Megillas Tanis Days, therefore, Asa'u Ki Yom Tov Atzmo, it has the status now of a full-fledged Megillas Tanis holiday. Afilu Behesped Nami Asa, you also can't eulogize on it. All right, going back to Megillas Tanis. Amar Mar, we learned before. From the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach. That's another holiday, Tosef Chagat Shavuot, because that's when we succeeded in convincing the Tzedukim to accept our understandings of how to make Shavuos. And therefore, the lo lemispeid. Therefore, no eulogies. Why do you have to say from the 8th and on? That was the argument about Shavuos. Say from the 9th. Timnaya gufei aser. The 8th, we know anyways you can't eulogize. Tahavle yomadi tokum beitamida. That was the day when it was part of our convincing them about how to do the karban tamid. So answer the Gemara by saying that the 8th is also the beginning of the establishment of Shavuos. That's necessary, because kivan di miklo milsa. It might happen that there'll be some other tragedy. Maybe there'll be a new Roman decree against us. And because of this new Roman decree, let's say on the 5th of Nisan, the rabbis are going to say, we have to fast, let's say. Ubatlinu l'shiva, and they might stop the lack of fasting on the first 7 days. Because they might stop that. However, Timnaya Gufa, the 8th day, we're still going to say no fasting on it. Because it's the first day of establishing Shavuos. So since it's the first day of establishing Shavuos, that would be a reason why, even though we have a new difficulty, we're not going to establish a fast. So Gemara says, Hashad Asas Lahachi, once we've come to this answer, that Megillas Tanis sometimes will have on the same day two reasons why it's a day of no fasting, so that if some other decree comes, we'll still keep it as a day of no fasting. We can say like this, Asim v'tisha nami, the 29th, it was important that that be a day of no fasting because it's the day before the first of the days in which we established the Karban Tamid. Kivan di imik lamilsa, there may be some new tragedy, ubatlinu v'esim v'timnaya, and we might actually annul the 28th. Right? Let's say on the 28th there's some new decree against the Jews. So then we are going to start fasting on the 28th. But still, Esam Etisha Gufei Aser, on the 29th we won't fast. Because it's the day before the first of Nisan. And since it's the day before the first of Nisan, and the day before, and the day, the first of Nisan was a day when we were able to establish the Tamid. So therefore, the day before, we're also not going to fast. Itmar, we learned. Reb Chiya bar Asi Amar Rav. Reb Chiya bar Asi, the name of Rav, Halacha Kreb Yossi, Halacha is like Kreb Yossi, that when you have a day that you can't eulogize, so the day before and the day after, no fasting. Shmuel Amar, Halacha Kreb Meir, Shmuel though says like Kreb Meir, that if you have a day of no eulogizing, only the day before you can't fast, but the day before, the day after, you could. Says the Gemara, Mi Omar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel say this? Halachas like Rabbi Meir. Vatanya, but didn't we learn in a Braisa? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Umatamal Omer, what do we learn from the Megillas Tanis, which says, these are days, the lowless, anos bohon, days not to you, to fast in them. And, uvmiksasin, and some of them, the low misva bohon, not to eulogize in them. Shtepam, why did it say the word bohon on them twice? Lomelcha to tell you, Shehein Asurit. These days you can't fast and eulogize. But lifnei melachrei and mutzarim. But the days before and the days after you could fast and eulogize. So you could fast and eulogize both the day before and the day after against Rabbi Meir and against Rabbi Yossi. Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And Shmuel said halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Answer the Gemara, Meikara Savar, keeping the lekotana to make a k'Rabbi Meir. Amar Halacha Rabbi Meir. Since we're dealing here with rabbinic laws, he thought the Rabbi Meir was the lenient one. He says you can't fast the day before. You could fast the day after. So he thought Halacha was like Rabbi Meir. But came the Shamla Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to make old faith. Once the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is even more lenient. He says the day before also you could fast. Then Amar, now he changed his mind and he said Halacha Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. The Chayin Amar Bali Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bali also said Nim Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Nim Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Yosi. Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that you can't fast the day before and the day after of a Megillas Tanis day. Amalei Rabbi Chiya Labali, Rabbi Chiya said to Bali, Asbar Halach, let me explain to you what Rabbi Yochanan said. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosi. When Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that's Adalolis Ana. That's on those days of no fasting. But in the days of no eulogizing, then Rabbi Yochanan paskens like Rabbi Meir that it's only the day before that you can't fast. Ask the Gemara, Amiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan say Halachas like Rabbi Yosi that in the days of no fasting, the day before also you can't fast? Vam Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say Halacha Gestam Mishnah? Halachas like the Mishnah that doesn't tell us who it is. It's not. The Stam Mishnah in Maseches Megillah says, Afal Pi She'amru Makdimin, even though we know in regards to the Megillah, when you have a small village, they can read the Megillah on the Monday or the Thursday before the 14th. So we move the date of the reading of the Megillah to before. We don't move the day of reading the Megillah to later, to after Purim. But nevertheless, Mutarim, Be'ezvud of Atanis. Now turn to Yud Chesamid Beis. On the day that's before, they're allowed to fast, and they're allowed to eulogize. So let's say you had Purim on Tuesday. So the people of the small villages are going to read Megillah on Monday, namely on the 13th, and they are allowed to fast on the 13th. Now, Amos. Now, when do we have this law? Elamar b'nei chamesa, rikakar lebar beis. We're talking about people of a walled city who really should be reading on the 15th. And they went to sleep in, let's say, Bnei Brak. People from Yerushalayim went to Bnei Brak. They went to an unwalled city. So now they're really supposed to be reading on the 14th. So Elim may are basic. Bnei Chamesi, could talk about, or if you're telling me we're talking about people of the 15th. The Kakar lay by our base and they're reading on the 14th. Umi Shari. Are they in fact allowed to fast on the 14th? Vaksib Megillas Tanis. It says Megillas Tanis. Yom Arbasar, the 14th of Adar. Yom Chamisha Asabar, and the 15th. Yom Apurayinom. These are days of Purim. The Lola Misfit Bahon. You can't eulogize on these days. V'amar Rav, Rav said, Lo Nitzucha El Le'esor Es Shel Zebezeb Es Shel Zebezeb. The reason why it says these are days of no eulogizing and fasting, that even people of the 15th cannot fast on the 14th, and people of the 14th cannot fast on the 15th. So we're not talking about people of the 15th who moved it a day earlier. We're talking about Bnei Arbeisa. We're talking about villagers. Their day really is the 14th. The Kakar Lebet Leser. Maybe they're reading it on the 13th. So what do you mean that they're allowed to fast? Yom Nikanor Hu. That's a holiday of Megillas Tanis. It's the day of the Nikanor holiday. El Bnei Arbeisar. So what are you telling me? Villagers, Kakar Lebet Leser, who are reading on the 12th. Also, that's a day of no fasting. Yom Turianasu. It's the day of Turinius. Elav de Kakar Lebechatzar. Apparently, we're talking about reading it back on the 11th. Right? Purim was on Sunday. And the villagers are reading it on Thursday, on the 11th. The Katani, what does it say? Mutar Be'ezvud Betanis. You're allowed to fast. Aye, it's the day before Yom Turinus. It's the day before the 12th. So you see, a Stam Mishnah is telling you that the day before Megillas Tanis day, you are allowed to fast. So how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan, who normally passes like a Stam Mishnah, is going to say that the day before Megillas Tanis day, you can't fast? So says Gemara, no, that's not the way to read that Mishnah. When the Mishnah said that when you move Megillah reading earlier, you can fast, I'm not talking about the 11th. It's Bnei Arbeisar. It's talking about villagers who should be reading on the 14th. Vekakar lebetreisar, but are reading on the 12th. Yom Turanis, you're saying, but it's the day of Tyrannus? Yom Turanis, Gufa Bitule Batle. What that Mishnah is telling us, that the day of Tyrannus was stopped. Hoel Viner Gubo Shemaya V'Achia Achiv, because Shemaya and Achia, his brother, were killed on this day. And since they were killed on this day, they stopped it from being a Yom, a Megillas Tanis day.
Rabbi, if somebody makes a neder, let's say he says, every Wednesday I'm on a tannin this year.
Right.
It's a neder.
Good.
And one of these Wednesdays falls into one of these days that you cannot, you're not allowed to tan it.
Right.
So what do you have to go? You have to go for mutarim with the rabbis, or what do you have to do?
So we'll see that in the end of today's learning. But if it already started, he would continue. If he made a neder every Wednesday, he would fast. Maybe not.
Even if it falls into.
Yeah, maybe not the complete fast, but he would fast on that day. Ki had Rav Nachman, like we had with Rav Nachman, Gazer Tanisa Betresar. He once decreed a fast day on the 12th of Adar. Amru l'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, say, why can you make the 12th of Adar a fast day? Yom Terai Nesu. It's the day of Tyrannus. Amru said, Yom Terai Nesu Fim Betuli Batlei, Hol V'Nergu V'Shmaya V'Achia Achiv. The day of Tyrannus will stop because Shmaya and Achia were killed on that day. So now we can resolve the contradiction again. Halacha can be really like Rabbi Yossi, namely that if you have a day of no fasting, then the day before also you're not allowed to fast. It doesn't Rabbi Yochanan normally passing like a Stam Mishnah. And here we have a Stam Mishnah that says you're allowed to fast on the 11th. No, the Stam Mishnah is not saying you're allowed to fast on the 11th of Adar. The Stam Mishnah is saying you can fast on the 12th of Adar. Because the day of Tyrannus was stopped from being a happy day because it was a tragedy that happened on that day. Shmaya and Achiah, his brother, were killed. Now, ask the Gemara, how could it be that the 12th of Adar is a day when you can fast? It's the day before Nicanor's day. Rav Ashi said, since the tragedy happened on the 12th, and they took away the fact that it's the day of Tyrannus, are we going to say now it's the day before the day of Nicanor and therefore no fasting? No, it's a day of a tragedy. Therefore, they said you could fast on it. My Nicanor umay Tyrannus. What were the reasons of Nicanor and Tyrannus? The Tanu Dina Braisa. Nicanor echad mi aparchei hayivanim haya. He was one of the Roman, one of the Greek rulers. Every day he used to wave his hand against Judea and Jerusalem and say, I must say, Tipo biyadi ver mesana. When is it going to fall in my hands and I will crush it? When the Chashmonaim defeated the Greeks, Kitzitzu bahonos yadavaraglav, they cut off the thumbs of his hands and feet. Utlaum b'shayir Yishalayim, and they hung them in the gates of Jerusalem. And they said, Pashay medav begayv yadayim. A mouth that used to speak with such arrogance, and hands that used to wave on Jerusalem with such disdain, they are going to get a revenge. So since that was such a great thing that happened on the 13th of Adar, it became a holiday. My Tyrannus, what's the story of the Tyrannus Day, the 12th? Amru, so the sage said another thing. Kishavikish Tyrannus Larogus Lulitis of Papus Achim Belutkia. That was the story when Tyrannus wanted to kill Lulinus and Pappus. They were tremendous tzaddikim. Rashi explains that there was a blood libel. A Greek woman was found dead. And they said, if you don't tell us who killed her, we're going to kill the entire city of Lud. So Lulinus and Pappus came and they said, we killed her. Even though they didn't, because they wanted to save the whole city. Amalahem. So Tyrannus made fun of them. He said, if you're the descendants of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, God should save you the same way he saves Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. Amru lo, they said, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, tzaddikim gemurim hayu, ruim hayu la'asos la'anis. They were great tzaddikim, they deserved a miracle. Nebuchadnezzar, melech hagan hayu, avaroy la'asos nes al yado. Nebuchadnezzar was a righteous king, he deserves a miracle to happen through him. But also Russia, but Tyrannus, had you do is a fool. Reina roy la'asos nes al yado, does not deserve for a miracle to happen through him. We deserve to be destroyed by God because we've committed sins. If you don't kill us, there are many who God will kill. Many killers God can use. God has many wild animals that could kill us. God put us in your hands because he's going to punish you through us. Afopikain, Saturnus didn't care. Hargan Miyadi killed them. Amnu, and they said, Lo Zazu Mishama, Chabot Yufi. They didn't leave there until two ministers came from Rome. Upatsu Esmocho Begzirin, and they broke open his head, his brains with 2x4s. So since this miracle happened on the 12th of Adar, they said it's a day of no fasting. In goes in Tanis Alatsibur Betchila Bechamishi. The Mishnah said they don't make a new decree on the community on a Thursday because they don't want to raise the prices. And in goes in Tanis and Rosh Chodesh Hanukkah and Purim. But if they started, you don't stop. Kama Aschala, what is considered a start? Ravacha Amar Shalosh, if you had three fasts and then you get to Hanukkah. Ravashi Amar Achas, even one fast and then you get to Hanukkah. So now the Mishnah said that Rabbi Meir says that if you have a fast on a Rosh Chodesh, you don't finish that fast. I'm Rav Yudam Arav, Zudiv Rabbi Meir, Sharm Mishim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's Rabbi Meir. Abu Chacham Omrim Misanu Mashlim. Even if the fast fell out on one of the holidays, you do complete the fast. Darsh Marzuch Mishmed Rav Huna. Halacha Halacha is once you started the series of fasts, and now you get to Hanukkah, Misanu Mashlim, you complete the fast. Okay, Bezrat Hashem. We'll continue with the next parak tomorrow.